Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Four candidates vying to become the next mayor of the Fairbanks North Star Borough participated in the first candidate forum leading up to next month's local election. Among key topics covered at the Chamber of Commerce-sponsored event was the borough tax cap, which limits property tax growth. Borough Assemblymember Christopher Quist was the only candidate to express opposition to the voter-imposed tax revenue cap, calling it a bad way to do business.
I think that we have a strong representative government that's accessible, that hears us, that can set the appropriate budget and level of taxation.
The other three mayoral candidates all spoke in favor of the tax cap. Here's alternative energy advocate Robert Shields, North Pole Mayor Bryce Ward, and former assembly member Nadine Winters.
The tax cap's a good thing. It encourages fiscal responsibility.
It's something that the voters have continually said that they are encouraged and that they want to see.
It's actually thoughtful in many ways. There's a part of the formula is that as there's new construction, that's built into the formula.
Another major issue discussed at the forum was local fine particulate pollution and ballot Proposition 4, which would prohibit the borough from regulating heating devices like wood stoves. Robert Shields was the only candidate to speak in favor.
I think there are other point sources of pollution that we're not even addressing because everybody's so focused on the wood burners and the wood stoves.
Candidates Bryce Ward, Nadine Winters, and Christopher Quist all expressed opposition to the ballot prop.
If we continue to maintain control at a local level, that gives us an ability to do things such as what's was in the paper this morning for the ESPs, to look at alternative options on how we can use technology to really set the stage to be able to clean up our air.
We have to fix it. I know lately there's been some discussion that perhaps the Clean Air Act will get amended and somehow magically exempt Fairbanks. It's not going to happen.
This one thing is going to impact our community more than anything else. Vote no.
Mayoral candidate Christopher Quist is a KUAC employee. The municipal election is Tuesday, October 2nd. The FBI has joined the effort to find a missing girl in Kotzebue. 10-year-old Ashley Johnson Barr was last seen the evening of September 6th, leaving a local park. Kotzebue police, state troopers, the Coast Guard, and numerous others have been looking for her since, an effort led by a state incident management team. Alaska State Trooper Communications Director Jonathan Taylor says the operation remains a search and rescue, and troopers sought help from the FBI for additional staffing and expertise.
With any search and rescue operation, a key part of that is looking into the circumstances surrounding the disappearance of the individual who is missing, and so we requested assistance from them.
Johnson Barr's cell phone was found on a Kotzebue street after her disappearance, and Taylor says it's being analyzed.
Cell phone was found about a half mile away from where she was last seen at Rainbow Park, and that is with investigators now. They're analyzing it, trying to determine if it's been damaged, if there's any information that they can glean from that.
Kotzebue is a compact community surrounded by a lot of water and open tundra, and Taylor says the search is multifaceted.
Canvassing the area on land, by ATV, by air.
He says daily sweeps of the city are being conducted by professionals and numerous volunteers.
We've had folks from all across the community and the region volunteer to assist to help with the canvassing and search efforts.
Taylor emphasizes that the focus remains finding Ashley Johnson Barr safe and getting her home to her family. A body found in a residential fire in Esther this summer has been identified. Alaska State Troopers report that the remains were positively identified by the state medical examiner as those of 35-year-old Sarah Monroe of Fairbanks. Monroe's body was found by firefighters in a trailer home on Townsend Way that burned August 25th. Troopers say Monroe's next of kin have been notified and investigation of the fire continues. The state is fining the main group opposing the Salmon Habitat Ballot Initiative. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the Alaska Public Offices Commission fined Stand for Alaska nearly $2,000 for violating a rule that requires an organization fighting an initiative to clearly state its opposition in its name. The organization, now called Stand for Alaska Vote No on One, went by simply Stand for Alaska until June 12th. The group also used Stand for Alaska in several campaign videos posted online. Stand for Salmon, a group campaigning for the initiative, filed the complaint with the commission. It argues the name Stand for Alaska was intentionally confusing voters. A Stand for Alaska Vote No on One spokesperson says the organization made a, quote, honest mistake and plans on paying the fine. Five B-52 bombers from a U.S. airbase in Guam are parked at Eielson Air Force Base. Air Force officials report that the bombers were diverted to Eielson to wait out Typhoon Mangkhut, which struck Guam Monday. A Weather Channel forecaster said yesterday Mangkhut had grown stronger after it had spun away from the island en route to Asia.
So Mangkhut is now a super typhoon. This is a monstrous, very scary looking storm with sustained winds of 155 miles per hour. And it is set to make some big time impacts on southeastern Asia as we get closer towards the weekend.
An Eielson spokesperson said yesterday the five bombers from Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana were on a routine deployment to Anderson Air Base in Guam. Eielson officials say they're not sure how long the B-52s will remain here. I'm Dan Bross.